This is James Dahl, 15th Master of Wellington College, and you're listening to The Master's Voice on Jukebox Radio. This week's Master's Voice, The Master's Miscellany. I'm blaming it on the annual excess of Michael Bublé and Mariah Carey, which December always brings, but I've struggled to find a unifying theme for this week's Master's Voice. I can only apologise and hope you will forgive me for presenting a triptych of unconnected but important thoughts upon three completely unrelated topics. Wellies for Welly, respect and the touchline, and end-of-term reports. Wellies for Welly. 2 weeks ago, in my Master's Voice entitled The Power of Partnership, I talked about our relationship with the Royal Springboard Foundation and our bursary scheme aimed at widening access so that children of potential from very different and often underprivileged backgrounds can enjoy the remarkable opportunities which a Wellington education provides. In order to raise awareness of this wonderful cause, Murray Lindo and the Community Office organised a whole series of Welly-themed events this week, including an inter-house competition for designing a Wellington boot, well done to the line doc, and also a whole school Welly-wanging competition. It was a fun, quirky and highly enjoyable way to bring some joy to the cold, wet days of November, but it also served to highlight an important point. Once the preserve of the elite and the wealthy, the Wellington boot has now become widely available to everyone within society. A powerful metaphor for what we're trying to do with our bursary funds. Running alongside the various Wellies for Welly events was a community-wide giving day, and we were stunned that this raised £105,001 via 185 separate donations. Thank you to everyone within the Wellington community who supported. Respect and the touchline. At the beginning of this term, I spoke to pupils in assembly and also parents in the year ahead talks about the college prefect's decision to highlight the college value of respect as a priority for this academic year. As the term slowly comes to its conclusions, can I reiterate our guidance for touchline behaviour, which Mr. Sutcliffe, our new deputy head co-curricular, shared via the week ahead recently. 99% of the time, Wellington staff, Wellingtonians and Wellington parents get this absolutely right. But our expectations for the avoidance of doubt are as follows. Encourage players to learn the rules and play within them. Discourage unfair play and arguing with officials. Set a good example by recognising fair play and applauding good performance by all players. Avoid belittling a player for losing or making mistakes. Accept publicly official judgments. Support the players' involvement and help them to enjoy the game. Use appropriate and decent language at all times. Maintain communication with coaches about schedules and fixtures. Support all selection decisions made by Wellington coaches. Parents, supporters and visitors should not, under any circumstances, enter the playing arena unless invited to do so by the match officials or the member of staff in charge of the activity. End of term reports. It's my intention to write end-of-term reports for the 3rd, 5th and upper 6th forms in the Michaelmas and summer terms. I will write end-of-term reports in the Lent term for the 4th and lower 6th forms. I've already completed over 300 of the 627 reports for this term, but, as you can imagine, this is a slow process, especially as I want to write individual comments for each and every Wellingtonian. I hope that these comments will be a welcome addition to the various end-of-term reports when they're published.